It was a rigged election. You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country, these ballots pouring in from everywhere, using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about. They have glitches, as they call them, glitches. The glitches weren't glitches. They got caught sending out thousands of votes.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 11th, 2020. Welcome to day 1422. The White House ordered the FDA commissioner to grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day or resign. An FDA panel of outside advisors recommended that the agency grant emergency use authorization yesterday, and the sign-off was expected to come this weekend. Following a call between White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Stephen Hahn, the FDA accelerated its timetable for approving America's first vaccine from Saturday morning to late Friday, saying, quote, "It will rapidly work toward finalization and issuance of an emergency use authorization," end quote. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the Trump administration informed Pfizer that they, quote, "intend to proceed toward an authorization for their vaccine," end quote. Trump, meanwhile, called the FDA, quote, "a big old slow turtle," end quote, for not approving a COVID-19 vaccine faster, while pressuring Commissioner Stephen Hahn to, quote, "get the damn vaccines out now," end quote, with the word damn misspelled. Trump added, quote, "stop playing games and start saving lives," end quote. Hahn, however, has repeatedly said that the agency will not approve a vaccine that has not been proven safe and effective. According to CDC Director Robert Redfield, the coronavirus is expected to kill more people in the United States every day for the next 60 to 90 days than all the people who died on September 11th or Pearl Harbor. Almost 3,000 Americans died on 9/11, and more than 2,400 were killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor. The U.S. again broke single-day COVID-19 records for reported deaths at 3,110, cases at nearly 230,000, and hospitalizations at 12,940, and is now averaging more than 2,300 new coronavirus-related deaths every single day. Moving on, the attorneys general for Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia asked the Supreme Court to reject Republican efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory. Pennsylvania called the last-ditch legal effort by Texas and Trump seditious and built on an absurd foundation, warning that, quote, "Texas invites this court to overthrow the votes of the American people and choose the next president of the United States. That Faustian invitation must be firmly rejected," end quote. The New York Times reports that the lawsuit, filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and backed by 17 other states and 106 Republican members of Congress, quote, "represents the most coordinated, politicized attempt to overturn the will of the voters in recent American history," end quote. Trump, repeating his baseless claims of widespread voter fraud, demanded that the court, quote, "save our country from the greatest election abuse in the history of the United States," end quote. The FBI, meanwhile, issued at least one federal subpoena for records from the office of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton amid whistleblower allegations. In early October, aides alleged that Paxton may have been committing crimes that included abuse of office and bribery. Paxton, who is leading the last-ditch effort to overturn the election results in four battleground states that were lost by Trump, also faces a five-year-old indictment on felony securities fraud charges. Paxton also says he has not discussed a presidential pardon with the White House, calling the suggestion ridiculous. In New York, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office interviewed employees at Trump's lender and insurer as part of the ongoing investigation into the Trump Organization. Prosecutors interviewed employees at Deutsche Bank, which has loaned more than $300 million to the Trump Organization, and at Aon, an insurance broker which has worked with the Trump Organization in the past. Trump will lose his protection from criminal prosecution when he leaves office on January 20th. Trump's legal team is also attempting to halt the defamation lawsuit brought against him by E. Jean Carroll, asking the court to stay the case while the Justice Department appeals an October decision that the DOJ can't represent Trump because he wasn't acting in his official capacity as president when he denied raping Carroll. In D.C., the Senate approved a $741 billion defense authorization bill, despite multiple threats from Trump that he would veto the measure. Both the House and the Senate have now approved the legislation by veto-proof margins. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Lee blocked legislation that would establish national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women, arguing that the museums would, quote, further divide an already divided nation with an array of segregated, separate but equal museums for hyphenated identity groups, end quote. And finally, the Senate passed a one-week funding bill to avert a government shutdown at midnight. The bill heads to Trump for his signature. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.